Cars Made Simple.
Hey, is John in by chance?
Not right now, but this is Rule. What can I do for you?
Oh, hey, Rule. My name is Taylor, and I'm calling here from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
From where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. What's that?
Correct. Yeah, we're actually a private business bank located over here in San Diego. But the reason for my call is I'm actually following up with an offer I sent out to you based on in regards to some past financing you've done with Grand South in 2013. Just wanted to see, you know, how business is going, where in the pipeline you may need some financing over there.
So this is like for a line of credit or a floor plan or whatever?
Yeah, we do. Not for a floor plan. We do equipment financing as well as working capital.
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, and I've reached a point now that I just buy everything cash. I don't even have a floor plan or anything anymore.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's why you just have so much cash, or you don't even use? You don't have any? You don't utilize any bank?
No, I don't. And
okay.
I don't even have a floor plan anymore for financing vehicles on the lot.
Okay. Do you go to auctions to pay for your cars? Okay. What are your sales looking like year over year?
I'm a small guy. I sell 9 to 10 a month.
Should I say that again?
I'm a small guy. I sell like 9 to 10 cars a month.
9 to 10 cars a month. All right. What are you tracking on for this year, like gross annually?
I don't know.
Kind of depends. Well, I know you say you got a lot of cash and you don't have an immediate need, but what's good about a working capital program, we can take, you know, your gross annual sales and give you 10 to 15% of it in unsecured cash. So I know you have a lot of cash right now, but if you ever wanted to, you know, expand really quickly or...
What are your lending rates?
Right. So there's a lot of different factors that go into the working capital ones. For the equipment financing, I can tell you straight up that it's a mid-single digit range. But for the working capital, is it right if I ask you like some qualifying questions so I can get a better picture of you know, what I could probably do for you? All right, cool. What's kind of your credit looking like?
Haven't run my credit in so long. I don't even know. Haven't run it in 4 or 5 years probably.
Good, bad, somewhere in the middle, or no idea?
I'm figured it's pretty good. I get offers in the mail and I get covered up by phone calls of people trying to loan me money.
Okay, right on. And
credit can't be bad. I get 2 to 3 phone calls per day with people trying to give me $250,000 loans.
There we go. That's kind of what we're doing over here, except our process is way more easier and we can probably we can approve you much more than they can. What would you use the capital for? Buying cars?
I have no idea right now. I don't need it for buying cars. I got an account that does that. Unless I want to go buy my own building and quit renting. That's about
there
all.
There you go. Okay, that's a good use.
That might be the only reason.
Okay. What would you say, like, when you buy a car from auction, how long does it take you to flip it?
Didn't care. Might be 10 days, might be a year. I don't care.
1 year? Okay. No, I appreciate. Yeah, it kind of depends on the time of the year.
The reason these guys will tell you 45 days, 90 days, is because they have freaking floor plans. And they got to dump that car because they're paying interest on it, and they're going to have a rollover fee if they don't get it off the lot.
Right.
I don't have any of those concerns. I've already paid for it. It's mine.
Yeah, no, I actually work with a lot of used car dealers and new car dealers, and yeah, they're like you said, they're on floor plans, and, you know, sometimes they have to pay every single day, you know.
Yeah.
Out the pocket for ridiculous amounts just for keeping it, you know, the cars on the lot.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
You have a rollover fee, and then you got to pay down. If you roll it over, you got to pay some of it down and all that. And I did. I got started the same way, but I'm way past that now.
Okay. So with this new, with this building you're saying you are looking at, when do you think, if you were to get the money, where you think?
Probably in the next year. I've been looking at buildings. Probably in the next year, I might buy $250,000 building.
Oh, wow. How are you growing so fast? Are you just buying the right cars?
No, I just know how to manage money.
Okay. That's a good tactic that a lot of entrepreneurs don't have yet, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I can say is, you know, honestly, the rate for the working capital loan varies, but since you have good credit, and how long have you actually been in business for?
2003.
Okay, so
yeah.
So like 13
did you,
years.
Did you say you sent me something by email? Did you say you sent me something by email or something?
Yeah, could I actually get your email?
Did you say you sent me something by email?
No, I sent you something in a direct mail. 6:30. Yeah.
Oh, really? I guess I didn't.
You never seen it?
Attention to that.
Well, I don't think, yeah, that's actually why
I'm following up. If you want to send something to my, actually, I'm in a store right now. I'm doing some supply shopping. If you want to send something to my email, it's carsmadesimple@yahoo.
Simple.
You're welcome to do so.
@yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ro. I'll let you go. I know you're busy. Thanks for answering my questions. One last thing to leave you with, you know, we can get you approved and funded in 48 hours if you do decide to, you know, fill out the application. And
if I go through that process, I'm not in a hurry. I don't care if it's 48 days.
Okay. Sounds good. We can, if you send it to me, we can get the, if you get me the application and the, you know, bank statements and what have you that you need, the offer, we can start to get the rates rolling for you, and the offer actually lasts for 90 days, so if you just want to send that in, see what you can get, and then think about it for later, we could do that as well.
Feels good.
Is it a good time to follow up maybe next week or something?
Yeah, but after Wednesday.
After Wednesday?
For a few days during the, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. All right, Ro, I'll follow up with you then if I don't hear back from you. All right, have a good one.
Okay.